Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces author and astronomer, David Lee Summers, to talk to us about his novels. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. What inspired you to start writing?
Well, I've been interested in writing pretty much as long as I can remember. I guess I kind of started by reading the works of Isaac Asimov and having dreams of being both a writer and a scientist like he was. And so I started down a path of learning as much as I could about science so I could make the science fiction I was interested in writing interesting. That was back in my high school days. I was fortunate enough to meet Ray Bradbury when I was in high school. And in fact, even talked to him about this, you know, do I pursue sciences? Do I pursue writing? And he told me the story of having learned to be a writer by reading books in the library. And he said, you know, go out and pursue the sciences, live a life, and then come back and start pursuing the writing.
And what was your first novel?
My first novel was called The Pirates of Sufiro, and that was published back in 1997. And that was a story of space pirates who end up stranded on a distant world across the galaxy and having to solve a mystery of aliens that come in and start destroying ships for no reason that they know of.
Well, those beginning novels then were not relevant to New Mexico and the community?
Well, in a sense, they probably were because I actually got the idea of settling on a distant world from my grandparents, who were homesteaders here in New Mexico. And just the stories that they would tell of life in a rural setting became kind of the basis of space pirates on a distant alien world.
And what part of New Mexico?
They were up in the northeastern corner of New Mexico, up around Raton.
And so you grew up in the northern part as well?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the northern part. I grew up in California, and I came to New Mexico for college, actually, and went to college in Socorro at New Mexico Tech.
And studied, of course, astronomy.
And studied astronomy and astrophysics, yes.
And have you worked in that field as well?
I have, and I have started out actually there at New Mexico Tech in my senior year working at the VLA, and then went to graduate school. And after graduate school in a few years, I came that's when I came to Las Cruces to New Mexico State University to work for the astronomy department here.
And then that's where you had your interest as well in the Space Flight Center.
Yes, and got introduced to the people at NASA, and I got to know people through NASA here, and then ultimately at Kitt Peak, where I currently work, got to know Steve Howell, who's now the director of Ames Space Flight Center, and we've started talking about doing a collaboration of science fiction stories set on planets discovered by NASA's Kepler space mission. And so we try to imagine what those planets would actually be like and tell stories of people going to explore those worlds.
Well, you talked about being influenced as a youth of Ray Bradbury. Have you influenced the youth of today?
Well, that's one of the goals of the Kepler's Cowboys book that we wrote, that we collected stories for, is that we really wanted that to be an inspiration for the youth of tomorrow in terms of finding an interest in science and science fiction and, getting them to have dreams of the future, much as, say, back in the 19th century, Percival Lowell wrote about Mars and the Martian canals and started making Mars a real place in the minds of people. The idea with Kepler's Cowboys was that we wanted to make these planets around distant stars real places for people that they might think about coming to explore.
And what are some of the questions the youth bring to you?
Youth bring to me, usually it's questions of how did I get started writing? How did I get started in the sciences? And people come to me wanting to know you know, what do I do all night sitting behind a telescope, which is a lot of times it's a lot like playing a video game. You're actually kind of sitting there watching the telescope move from star to star and kind of seeing what comes in and what new discoveries there might be out there.
Bringing you inspiration for a new book.
Hopefully.
So in total, how many novels have you written?
So at this point, I've written 10 novels.
Now, what is the, you call the Clockwork Legion? What is that?
So the Clockwork Legion series is kind of a whole different type of science fiction. I talked about Percival Lowell a little bit ago, and he was, of course, an astronomer in the 19th century in Arizona. Well, the Clockwork Legion series is what part of a genre that we call steampunk now. And it's a subgenre of science fiction. And what we like to, one way to think about that is we call it retrofuturism. And that's a fancy word for imagining the future as though you were back in the 19th century, or it might be other time periods. But in this particular case, steampunk is from the 19th century. So think about Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, stories like that. And again, I can pull back into those New Mexico roots and think about the stories my parents told and stories of history here in Las Cruces. When I've in my more recent novels in Owl Dance, Lightning Wolves, The Brazen Shark, which are the Clockwork Legion novels, I'm actually telling some stories about people like Albert Fountain appears in there, Billy the Kid. So I get to kind of do this stealth history, as it were, in these novels.
Well, that's fascinating. So the first novel then of your Clockwork Legion series is Owl Dance. Why the title Owl Dance?
Oh, that actually came because the walks I would take in my neighborhood, which are up by the Masonic Cemetery, there actually used to be a little family of burrowing owls up there. And I noticed as I walked by that I would see them, and they would kind of look at me and whistle and do almost a little dance. And I got to thinking, what would it be like if someone could actually learn to communicate with these owls? And so my protagonist, Fatima Karimi, actually does learn how to communicate with the owls. And so it's the story of her with the owls and how that manifests through this historical situation. And in fact, what happens is it's the bigger story is the story of the Russian invasion of the United States in 1877, which didn't actually happen. But we find out how she uses her healing magic, as it were, and her magic of talking to the owls to help solve this in hopefully a little more peaceful way than might have happened otherwise.
And have you found yourself talking to the owls?
Oh, sometimes I've talked to them. I kind of miss them. They're not in the neighborhood anymore, but I used to go by and definitely visit them and see the young owlets as they were coming out in the springtime. So.
And then your most recent novel, The Astronomer's Crypt. Now this goes to horror, contemporary horror novels. Quite a difference from the steampunk.
Oh yeah, it was a very different kind of thing, but it is rooted in the astronomy, because the whole idea is we're telling a haunted house story set at an observatory very much like the one I work at, and actually very much like Apache Point Observatory, which is run here at NMSU. The stories of that were, you know, you're basically, when you're at an observatory as the person running it at night, there might be one or two of you in this big, lonely building all at night, and it's often kind of dark, and you hear all the sounds and the creepy ventilators kind of moving on their own, and that became the roots of the Astronomer's Crypt. In fact, at the 4-meter at Kitt Peak, one night I was up there all alone with all the power off, no lights on in the building at all, and it's... you start to imagine there's someone right over your shoulder. So I kind of use this to tell, you know, that question you asked earlier about what do children ask me, what's it like at the observatory? It's a scary story, and I hope most of my nights aren't as scary as this, but it does give you that kind of behind the scenes and emotional connection of what it can be like.
But it wouldn't detract from them having an interest in astronomy, would it?
I would hope not.
Well, your books sound very interesting. Where are they available?
So probably the single best place to find them is at my website at www.davidleesummers.com. They're also all available at Amazon.com and through the Barnes & Noble websites as well.
So what's coming up next with your next book?
Well, the next book I'm working on is called Owl Riders, and that's the fourth book in the Clockwork Legion series. I'm working on that right now.
Well, I really appreciate you being a bridge to the community with your science fiction novels, at the same time bringing a little history of New Mexico here on Buentes, a definite bridge to the community. Thank you. David Lee Summers, for joining me on Buentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.